Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The third baseman, Chip Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rick Aguilera. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The DH, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to second. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Seitzer scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts in front of the plate. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Backman strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gagne for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Wilson moves to second. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson, who is chasing the ball. Gladden reaches third base with a triple. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale strikes out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Boone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin strikes out. 1 out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a line drive towards short. Stillwell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Brett reaches second base with a double. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett moves to third. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson is walked intentionally. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stillwell strikes out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Sabre Hargan covering, for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gladden hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-3 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bush who is chasing the ball. Eisenreich reaches third base with a triple. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull strikes out. Harper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tartabull out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.